Section 1. Primed for Action. Imagine that I'm a professor, and I've asked you to come and see me in my office. You walk down a long corridor, come through the doorway, and sit down at a table. In front of you is a sheet of paper with a list of 5-word sets. I want you to make a grammatical 4-word sentence as quickly as possible out of each set. It's called a scrambled sentence test. Ready? Number 1. Him was worried she always. Number 2. From our Florida oranges temperature. Number 3. Ball the throw toss silently. Number 4. Shoes give replace old the. Number 5. He observes occasionally people watches. Number 6. Be will sweat lonely they. Number 7. Sky the seamless gray is. Number 8. Should now withdraw forgetful we. Number 9. Us bingo sing play let. Number 10. Sunlight makes temperature wrinkle raisins. That seems straightforward, right? Actually, it wasn't. After you finished that test, believe it or not, you would have walked out of my office and back down the hall more slowly than you walked in. With that test, I affected the way you behaved. How? Well, think back at the list. Scattered throughout it are certain words, such as worried, Florida, old, lonely, gray, bingo, and wrinkle. You thought that I was just making you take a language test. But, in fact, what I was also doing was making the big computer in your brain, your adaptive unconscious, think about the state of being old. It didn't inform the rest of your brain about its sudden obsession, but it took all this talk of old age so seriously that by the time you finished and walked down the corridor, you acted old. You walked slowly. This test was devised by a very clever psychologist named John Barge. It's an example of what is called a priming experiment, and Barge and others have done numerous, even more fascinating variations of it, all of which show just how much goes on behind that locked door of our unconscious. For example, on one occasion, Barge and two colleagues at New York University, Mark Chen and Lara Burrows, staged an experiment in the hallway just down from Barge's office. They used a group of undergraduates as subjects and gave everyone in the group one of two scrambled sentence tests. The first was sprinkled with words like aggressively, bold, rude, bother, disturb, intrude, and infringe. The second was sprinkled with words like respect, considerate, appreciate, patiently, yield, polite, and courteous. In neither case were there so many similar words that the students picked up on what was going on. Once you become conscious of being primed, of course, the priming doesn't work. After doing the test, which takes only about 5 minutes, the students were instructed to walk down the hall and talk to the person running the experiment in order to get their next assignment. Whenever a student arrived at the office, however, Barge made sure that the experimenter was busy, locked in conversation with someone else, a Confederate who was standing in the hallway, blocking the doorway to the experimenter's office. Barge wanted to learn whether the people who were primed with the polite words would take longer to interrupt the conversation between the experimenter and the Confederate than those primed with the rude words. He knew enough about the strange power of unconscious influence to feel that it would make a difference, but he thought the effect would be slight. Earlier, when Barge had gone to the committee at NYU that approves human experiments, they had made him promise that he would cut off the conversation in the hall at 10 minutes. We looked at them when they said that and thought, "You've got to be kidding," Barge remembered. The joke was that we would be measuring the difference in milliseconds. I mean, These are New Yorkers. They aren't going to just stand there. We thought maybe a few seconds or a minute at most. But Barge and his colleagues were wrong. The people primed to be rude eventually interrupted, on average, after about 5 minutes. But of the people primed to be polite, the overwhelming majority, 82%, never interrupted at all. If the experiment hadn't ended after 10 minutes, who knows how long they would have stood in the hallway, a polite and patient smile on their faces.